We will fix it, said the chief, Ibrahim. Omar, the baker, and Musa, the butcher, brought out all the tools needed to take the pump off the well. People stood in silence, waiting for the news. Musa pulled a large metal piece sharp along one edge from the pump's neck. It has broken clean from too much use. Malesh, he said to the quiet crowd. I don't know what we shall do, for I have no spare part like this. The men passed the broken metal rod from hand to hand in silence, each examining its sharp edge. I will make another piece, said Boubacar, the cart builder, but it will take some days. How can we wait days? Cried Nagla. What shall we do without water? We go back to the old ways, said Ahmed. We shall use the camels to pull the water out of the well, just like in days past. Then he looked straight at my grandmother and told Nagla, and two smart villagers can use their tree. This year we will share our tree, said grandmother. Maybe it's wise to mix old with new. We shall see. Ahmed looked at her a moment, then nodded his head yes. He turned to the two men and said, get the camels and ropes. His son, Abu Bakar, called to his friends Ali, Salah, and Osman. Get the buckets. We'll go to the tree.